1340, 96.5 and around the world, KVGCRadio.com. Time for a look at the news for Tuesday, April 11th, 2017. Before we go any further, I just want to remind everybody, traffic controls have been put in place starting at 6:30 this morning. They'll run until 5 p.m. tonight on Buena Vista Road near the intersection of Comanche Parkway. So you can expect delays. A detour Comanche Parkway to Coal Mine Road is recommended. Culvert replacement is taking place. So traffic controls will be in place until 5 p.m. tonight on Buena Vista Road near the intersection of Comanche Parkway. Again, expect delays. Detour Comanche Parkway to Coal Mine Road, that is the recommended route to take. Well, in the news this morning, Jackson's search for a new city clerk has grown more complicated. When the position was discussed at the Jackson City Council meeting last night, it was announced that longtime city clerk Giselle Wurzberger would be retiring after 18 years with the city. Originally, the city was planning to just fill the city clerk position of Wurzberger's position, but now is looking to fill Wurzberger's administrative position at City Hall, as well as her city clerk duties, which are primarily carried out at council meetings. The city will advertise both positions and hopes to find a city resident to fill both parts of the job. The city clerk position is elected and thus requires someone who lives within the city limits and will face the voters for election in November of 2018, but the council hopes to change the position to an appointment in the future. The city council also heard a report on an audit of the city's finances. The report generally pronounced the city's finances and bookkeeping in good shape, but did include a warning on the rapidly growing expense of the retirement of city employees.
Well, an Amador County man who's been in trouble with the law before jailed again early yesterday for trying to evade law enforcement. According to Amador County Undersheriff Jim Wagner, a deputy tried to stop a motorcycle for running a stop sign and speeding. The driver, later identified as 36-year-old Jacob Kentmar Hefka, sped off and drove recklessly into oncoming traffic in an effort to get away. The deputy ended the pursuit for Mar Hefka and found him again later on some back roads. Again, they ended the pursuit for safety reasons, but did keep looking and found him on those back roads. Now, a second pursuit ensued toward and through the town of Sutter Creek. Deputies caught Mar Hefka on Allen Ranch Road and determined the motorcycle he was riding had been stolen. Mar Hefka was arrested for vehicle theft and evading.
Well, about 75 well-wishers gathered on the steps of the National Hotel Sunday to dedicate a plaque to legendary Amador County historian, publisher, author, editor, and reporter Larry Sonato. The plaque pays tribute to Larry's life dedicated to preserving history for future generations and is placed on the side of the hotel adjacent to Logan's Alley, which is also the name of his books of Amador County history. Larry was the county historian and archivist for decades and is credited with setting up the modern-day archives for the county.
And Mark Twain Medical Center emergency service patients will have a more personal experience with their doctor. Mark Twain Medical Center expanding their existing partnership with MCARE for their emergency services department. Now the expansion will add a scribe to the staff. Now the scribe's responsibility will be entering information into the electronic health record of a patient while the doctor's talking with the patient. Now, this makes it so the doctor can have a normal conversation, not be distracted by entering that info, which makes the patient feel more comfortable and helps the doctor gain as much information as possible.
And it's National Distracted Driving Month, and as it continues, PG&E wants to remind drivers to play it safe. PG&E's Brandy Merlot says the company does its part to reduce the likelihood of accidents by prohibiting cell phone use while driving on company time. Employees must pull over to a safe and legal parking spot if they want to take or make a call, check email, or text. Even if you're driving hands-free, drivers fail to see about half of their surroundings while talking on a cell phone. To learn more about the dangers of distracted driving and to take the pledge to drive phone-free, visit the National Safety Council of Distracted Driving Awareness website. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning, the 11th day of April for 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.